llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman siempre y a cualquier hora, me llaman guapa siempre a deshora, me llaman puta también princesa, me llaman calle es mi nobleza, me llaman calle.
WRER LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thank you, all-nighter Hal the Disbot, for keeping it locked and playing and not jamming up and all that jazz. Anyway, hey, this is Friday Breakfast Blend. I'm Phil D. Good morning. Let's celebrate summer today and the freaking heat with an entire show dedicated to funk and your body odor. So here we go. We're going to start off. We're going to get to the corners, I think, because you always got to start. You got to start getting to the corners. TSU Tornadoes. Here, WRAR.
About time you got the feeling.
All right. Thanks, Fred. Fred Wesley is going to be here in the background and the Horny Horns from A Blow for Me, Two for You. When in doubt, vamp and get right to it. Wild Magnolias right there in Hondawanda. Fence Walk by Mandrill from the 7 Inch. And then from a Nigeria 70 compilation on Strut, Effie Jerry Crusade or Crusade. And Everybody Likes Something Good. We had the Dayton Sidewinders doing a. War cover, Slipping in the Darkness. I'll probably play me and my baby brother a little bit later. And then TSU Tornado started off with Getting to the Corners. This is WRER. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. This is the Funk Edition in honor of summer, sweat, and body odor. Anyway, let's keep going. Fred Wesley and the Horny Hoons. Yeah, that's the stuff right there, man. Sorry, I had to get a little disco, I guess, on you there. That was like borderline, you know what I mean? Yeah, kind of close. Anyway, that was Gary Toms. In case you couldn't guess the name of that song, it was Gary Toms Empire. And 7654321, Blow Your Whistle from that album. And that's pretty much a great hit on that thing. Slow and Funky is pretty good. This is what's playing in the background right here. Anyway, Before that, let me check. All right, chill. Before that was Out of Space. Out of Space by Billy Preston, the fifth Beatle from the 7-inch. And then we heard The Hen Part 1 by Louis Chachere. And then the People's Choice did I Likes to Do It. Do you likes to do it? And then we heard Fresh Willies. Fresh Willies. We heard Fresh Willies. We had Fred Wesley and the Horny Horns doing When in Doubt, Vamp. Culture sounds like culture. Expo sounds like, well, Expo. Put them together for a day-long celebration of the arts. It's the Culture Expo at the Science Museum of Virginia on June 23rd from 10 to 5. That's tomorrow, Saturday. You'll get free admission to the museum and experience performances from local artists. The best part is you could give WRAR money without donating yours. You help distribute to local and cultural groups a total of $75,000. Registration and information for this event is free at richmondcultureworks.org. By registering, you become a recognized cultural shareholder for Richmond. But we recognize you as a WRAR listener and friend. Register at cultureworks.org. Join WRIR at the Science Museum tomorrow. Sounds like fun on a bun, don't it? Yeah, it's going to be fun. I might come down there for a little while, hang out. Maybe harass any of you that are there. We'll try to get some recordings, I think. We're doing some field recordings. I know, it's going to be wicked awesome. Hey, you can check me out on Ustream if you care. If you don't care, that's good too. Anyway, you can go to Ustream and see that. And I'm actually plugged in too, so you can hear the music and look at a white boy like me dancing around. So that's a lot of fun, I tell you what. Okay, I think we're going to play... what are we going to do next? Let me see. Oh, we're going to play some Cold-Blooded stuff. We're going to play Cold Blood from their Thriller album. And no, not that Thriller album. It's a band actually from the 70s called Cold Blood. Still together, from what I understand. And this is the one I like. It's called Kissing My Love here at WRAR.
Kiss and hug, and he's got me in love, and I can feel my heart just thumping. I know you, you know me. mama brought me in a ghetto. There was no mattress for my head, but no, she couldn't name it Jesus. I wasn't white enough, she said. And then she made me go, oh, boo, don't have to explain it, no.
Funky Town. right. Listen to a little Yoko Kano in the background there. That's funky. It's from the Standalone Complex, the Ghost in the Shell soundtrack from the first season of Ghost in the Shell anime, which I've deemed this is the summer of shell suckers. Great anime. Anyway, we heard from the Thai Funk Volume 1, Prani Thensri, and Ask You for a Dance. They can't call it what it is here and written as, which is Funky Town. For that was Curtis Mayfield, Kung Fu, one of the best funk soul people out there. May he rest in peace. That man was a rebel. Anyway, Brothers Johnson did the Beatles Come Together from their Lookout for Number One. Quincy Jones backing guys. Smoking. Then we heard Cold Blood in there doing Kissin' My Love from the Thriller album. Yeah. It's WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm Phil D, and you're listening to the Funk Edition of the Friday Breakfast Blend. Say that 20 times fast. I dare ya. I dare ya. Do it. Do it. Whatever. Yeah, that's right. I'm playing funk for summer. Partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorm today. High 93 with a heat index of 100. On dead. Oh. So be prepared. And that's another reason why I'm playing the funk. To go with your B.O. Wait, let's do a check. Oh, you guys just woke up, man. Let's see. I've been up for a while. That's good. I'm good. You can go to WRAR.org. Check it out, okay? That'd be cool. All right, I think we're going to do a little cool in the gang. We got to get the spirit of the boogie going. Uh-huh.
Right on inside. Feel the spirit. call it Bertha Butt Boogie.
When Bertha Butt in a gully, she started the Bertha Butt Boogie.
No question. She'd been. The music was popping. The crowd had formed a ring. Our sisters yelled, "Boogie Bertha, do your thing!" For your information, Bertha had three sisters: Betty Butt, Bella Butt, and Bathsheba Butt.
When Bertha
no question.
Boom, boom, bubble dum, oh, boom, 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 bubble dum, boom, boom, bubble dum, oh, boom, 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 bubble dum.
Hey, Leroy, get away from that woman.
Boy, you'll never learn. Uh-oh, here comes the chocolate dime. Come here, suck it to me. Stood back and yelled,
"Betty, Bella, Bathsheba!"
And the butt sisters backed her up, but she yelled,
"I need you!"
The chocolate diet, Leroy, Luther, and the butt sisters all knew that the Bertha Butt Boogie was now the thing to do.
When Bertha Butt did her boogie, she started a Bertha Butt Boogie.
Question.
Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, oh, bum, 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 ba-ba-dum. Bum, bum, ba-ba-dum, oh, bum, 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 ba-ba-dum.
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Me like, me like. Come here, woman, woman.
Your mama, I'm calling you, man.
Yeah. can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
All right, you listen to Timmy Thomas, Funky Me in the background. That was James Brown, Good Foot. Which one is your good foot? Then we heard a little la-di-da, la-di-da, some JBs, just kind of keeping the Brown thing going. And then we had Bertha Butt Boogie and by the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Awesome song. And then we heard Fop by the Ohio Players, and we started with Spirit of the Boogie Long Ago by Kool and the Gang. WRER's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman and Knowles. Kaufman and Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com. Upcoming exhibitions of prints, animation, and appliance art at VCU's Anderson Gallery will offer a lively antidote to the summer doldrums. Rosemary Fiore, Fireworks, Jennifer Steinkamp, The Vanquished, and Summer Mixer from the collection of Eclectic Electric will run through July 29th. The Anderson Gallery is at 907 and a half West Franklin Street at VCU. Details are at arts.vcu.edu/Anderson Gallery. Go to my playlist at WRER.com.org. Sorry, there's no com. WRER.org. Check out my playlist. Coming up, I think we're going to do a little bit of, Sharon Jones, Dap Kings. We'll be right back.
This is the WRIR Community Calendar. I'm Nina Bartlett.
And I'm Gracie Golden. On Sunday, July 15th, Mother State Roller Derby will be holding an open house from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the historic Skateland of Richmond, located at 5512 Hull Street. This event is free and open to any adults over the age of 18 interested in the sport of roller derby. No experience is necessary. The session will involve an off-skate workout as well as an on-skate training. Afterwards, there will be a pizza party. More information can be found on the Mother State Roller Derby Facebook page or by contacting KCB at motherstaterollerderby.com.
On Friday, June 29th at 8 p.m., Gallery 5 presents I Play RVA Music, a celebration of local music and fundraiser for Gallery 5. The event will feature live musical performances by Gold Rush, The Green Hearts, and Classic Monkey Shine, with a projected visual display of hundreds of musical moments in the history of Gallery 5. For more information, go to gallery5arts.org.
1708 Gallery is pleased to present its upcoming exhibition, Avery Lawrence is Moving a Tree and Arranging Suitcases. On view June 22nd through August 4th, featuring the work of New Orleans-based artist Avery Lawrence. Please join us at the opening reception on Friday, June 22nd for a performance by the artist. Lawrence will also be performing at the exhibition's closing on Friday, August 3rd. 1708 Gallery is located at 319 West Broad Street. For more information, visit www.1708gallery.org.
On Saturday, June 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Culture Works presents the second annual Culture Expo at the Science Museum of Virginia. The event will include free admission to the Science Museum, as well as performances from local arts and culture organizations, including musical, visual art, historical, dance, and more. The event will also include Culture Bucks for each registered member to use at the event with any of the participating organizations. Grants are provided by Culture Works to each of the organization in the amount of their collected Culture Bucks. For information or register online, visit www.richmondcultureworks.org.
The second WRIR Happy Hour at Anderson Gallery will be June 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. This time, it will be World Music Night, and the Gamelan Ensemble will play, and Charles Williams will DJ. The Anderson Gallery is located at 907 and a half West Franklin Street.
Through September 28th, VCU presents Intersections, Arts and Science, an exhibition of works by students, faculty, and alumni in the VCU Department of Communication Arts. The exhibition will be shown at VCU Tompkins McCall Library, located at 509 North 12th Street. For more information, visit www.library.vcu.edu/events/intersections.
This community calendar was produced by Gracie Golden. To view these events, go to www.wrir.org and click on Shows, then Community Calendar. Send your future events to wrircommunitycalendar@gmail.com.
We're going to talk about some nice things today. Did you know that? Sure. Some special things for you. Some special things for me, too. And we have a special guest here today. Can you say that? Guest? Sure. I knew you could. We're going to talk today to a musician. The guy who plays the bass. You know what a bass is, don't you? Can you say that? Don't? Sure you can. Hello. How are you?
You think you get somebody to give me a cup of coffee or something?
You're not used to getting up early, huh?
I'm not here yet.
What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up when the sun is warm, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I like to get up around 6:30.
That's insane. You're stupid.
Huh?
You should sleep late, man. It's just much easier on your constitution.
We're going to talk about your bass and how big it is and things like that. It looks like a violin, but it's bigger, isn't it?
It's a hell of a lot bigger.
Can you say
violin's a little wimpy thing.
Can you say wimpy?
Wimpy.
That's right.
Wimpy thing.
I like the way you say that. Did you know that?
I do now. The hell, you're easily amused, aren't you? I say wimpy, wompy, wambly.
I know what you mean. You know something? I like what your face does when you play. It kind of gets all sort of squinched up.
Yeah,
know?
Somebody told me once that my face, when I play the bass, it looks like some sort of a big jellyfish or something like that. It just keeps moving.
Sure.
You can never identify what the face is, and real ugly sometimes, and real weird, looks like a fruit or something like that. It just keeps flashing at you, like
really
rubbing
sure.
rubber or something.
Tell me some of the things you think about when you're playing, the images. Because, of course, when you're playing, I thought of things like sheep and things like that, little candies, fresh little candies and things like that. Do you think of those things too?
Oh, I basically think about my financial situation. I count every beat I play, every note I play, and I figure out how many notes I'm giving into the space, you know, out into space.
Sure.
For how much I'm getting paid, and I am working cheap.
Must be hard to sort of struggle to get your band together.
Oh, man, especially when you be lifting piano, man. That is the worst.
Huh?
I worked as a mover for 2 years while I was first getting a band together, and I've also made pizza.
But now you're playing music, and sort of the story sort of has a happy ending, doesn't it?
It's sort of a happy ending. We just got the shaft from a record company that had promised to pay us a certain amount of royalties.
And that's too bad.
All sorts of stuff went into pre-production and charged us for typewriters. They be charging us for stamps, they say, and stuff. How much
sure.
is a stamp, you know?
Sure.
I'll buy the guy.
Sure,
know?
I know what you mean. Well, I'm sure a lot of people out there would like to know how a big, strong guy like you plays the bass so well, gets to be so strong, what he eats to be like that. Can you tell us that?
Well, I eat a lot of garbage food. But I mainly subsist on stuff like sandwiches and tins of tuna, chicken, something like that from a chain store, soda.
Do you ever have Egg McMuffin?
Sometimes, Dad, or cheese prenders.
Can you say Egg McMuffin?
Egg McMuffin, yeah.
Well, I know what I'd like to do now. I'd like to hear you play some bass.
I'd like to do that.
Well, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, no, man, it's too early for me. I got to drive.
Oh, I got you! Uh-huh, you thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You try to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it to you. Come on. We'll be right back.
and just give it here. Come on, give it here. Give it here.
Yeah, suckers! Ow! Funky! Huh? That's the Meters chug-a-lug, baby. Yeah. Man, I've been dancing my face off right up in here. For that was Joe Tex. I gotcha. And actually, I took that one from the Soul Train compilation album. Rest in peace, Don Cornelius. Yep, Joe Tex right there. And then we heard a little bit of National Lampoon, Fred Rogers, and a bassist, which was Christopher Guest as Fred Rogers and Bill Murray as the bassist, Egg a Muffin. I remember that from a kid, so that goes out to Susie. And let's see. Then we heard Black Heat doing the Love the Life You Live from their No Time to Burn album. WRER is being partially underwritten by Mekong Restaurant. Since 1995, Mekong Restaurant has been serving Vietnamese cuisine and a daunting selection of Belgian and fine American craft beer to Richmond diners. Located 6004 West Broad Street, Mekong is open for lunch, dinner, and private events. More information available at 804-288-8929 or online at mekongva.com. Oh my God, it's almost time for Democracy Now! I probably have one more song in me, and I'm going to play something that I promised I'd play earlier in the first hour, which was War, Me and My Baby Brother. So thanks for listening to the Funk Edition. Stay cool. Keep it real. Have a great weekend. I'm Phil. I'll be Phil all day.
Roddy McDowell, British-born actor. Coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Born in London in 1928, Roddy McDowell was a child actor, securing a role as the youngest son in Murder in the Family. Many British films would follow. Fleeing England during World War II, McDowell landed in Hollywood in 1940. At age 13, the film How Green Was My Valley made him a star. He followed with Lassie Come Home with child star Elizabeth Taylor, and in 1943, My Friend Flicka. Transitioning easily into adult roles, he played various chimpanzee characters in four Planet of the Apes movies, a dining room attendant in The Poseidon Adventure, and posed as his celebrity self on Hollywood squares. While never officially out, his sexual orientation was never used against him during his 60-plus years as a performer. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Justin Shire.
It's gay pride around the world. That's next week on the Rainbow Minute.
All right, Democracy Now! Now, this is WRER LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
I had no physical contact with another human being for 10 of the 18 years I was incarcerated. Today, I have a hard time being around a group of people for long periods of time without feeling too crowded. No one can begin to imagine the psychological effects isolation has on another human being.
Is solitary confinement a form of torture? Exonerated death row prisoner Anthony Graves testifying at this week's historic Senate hearing.
This is the first ever congressional hearing on solitary confinement. It's called many different things. Supermax, segregation, isolation, among other names.
The hearing was held by Senator Dick Durbin. Today, Anthony Graves in a rare interview. Also joining us, James Ridgway, co-editor of Solitary Watch. Then a look at dark money in this year's presidential race.
What we've seen in this campaign is the rise of super PACs. These are the supposedly independent political outfits that can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money.